But I promise that I should say, please do not do it. Finally, it has to be accepted. And I convinced him to paper down the day mass that Mandu started. He nevertheless gave that day mass. I forget the Afghan ambassador's name. He was the speaker, then he became the speaker of the Afghan assembly later on. But that Afghan ambassador was called, but the dressing down given to the Afghan ambassador was much less, and I had a hand in that. Because if it had been a severe dressing down, on that day you would have known what would have been the relationship with Afghan. Then Sardar Prince Rai, as foreign minister, came to Islamabad. Ayub Khan had another brilliant way. He said, now Sardar Naim is coming to Pakistan. I'll do something. What do you do? I will only invite the Pakistan-speaking ministers of my cabinet for dinner with him, and they will only speak in Pakistan. And Sardar Naim, I don't know that he was not good in Pakistan. So I don't know that. But so, Hassan Khan was invited, he was a doctor, and Dr. General Azam, he was invited because he was a Pashtun, and I forgot about the Pashtun who was in the cabinet. So he knew Pashtun, so he knew Pashtun. General Khalid Sheikh knew a little bit of Pashtun, and Ayub Khan knew even less Pashtun. So that was a very, it was, this was a kind of diplomacy for Pashtun to show that there's no Pashtun style, there is no problem with Afghanistan. There you are, Pashtun government, so what's the problem? I said, sir, don't do that. That will be demeaning the quality of the negotiations that you have with Afghanistan. So that mind will go back very irritated. He will go back very injured. That's the approach. Then, for all these reasons, when relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan broke, I was the foreign minister. Why did he send me to negotiate with Afghanistan? And we were 3 weeks in Tehran, and we restored diplomatic relations with Afghanistan. Now you can turn around and tell me that when you became president, relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan became very bad, and there were some problems in NWSP and Pakistan. This happened because from the beginning, the process was not right. If you want from X to Y, then you will have X to Y if you put down Y. But if from X you put down Z, then the next man who comes, how can he put the man? So if the process from the beginning is wrong, you don't go from A to B, from A you go and write B, then which person is going to have that time to conveniently and without any upheaval go and inject the B and the C before the D comes? So the legacy that I got with dealing with this problem were the results with which I had to take certain measures. So it has become inevitable on me by the brought about by the medicine. That's why certain things have to happen. That's why certain things have to happen in the NWSP and in Balochistan. But then what is the net result? The net result is I put that B and C in its proper place to some extent for me to have two of the most productive thoughts that we have had with Afghanistan. How is that possible? But we were on the edge of war. When President Bush became the president of Afghanistan, he said there is only one country with which we have different sides, Pakistan. And there was a semi-war going on between Pakistan and Afghanistan. One blast. Assassination, insurgent, now, the position is in 5.5 years. Where have I finally taken it? To the threshold of a settlement. I gave you the reason why certain things are necessary and inevitable. But I have now taken it to a threshold of a settlement that Sardar Pai, whose ears were poisoned against me by various elements. And we hold a meeting in June, we come to an understanding, a broad understanding, because we saw the historical process. We both appreciated the historical factors and elements involved in the situation. If he was speaking one language and I was speaking another language, there would have been no meeting in August. He would not have made the statement that he made in Colombo. But you see, we came into a kind of an equation. Because I've been dealing with this problem, as I said, practically as a carpenter dealing with carpentry from 1958. And that is why we were able to comprehend, understand, assess, and take a step forward from one to another. Now, I say this is a mission as Islamic, a Muslim. But I want to see this final step. If I can't do that, that is a matter. But why you think that I can do it, and why I feel it, I feel it. And I have the background and the experience and the contact and the assistance. Which Afghan leader do I have? Have I not had long prolonged negotiations? Starting with King Zahir Shah, Wali Shah, Marshal Wali, and others, coming down to the present ruler. Their Prime Minister, Dr. Yusuf, Raymond Wall, Itamadi, all of them. A new element coming into the situation, it will be different. And if you think that this can be done by a Pashtun leader, you are sadly wrong. That's why a Pashtun leader from Pakistan can be a Pashtun leader from Pakistan for Rajiv. Because immediately it will be as if he's not taking an objective position, he's not taking a position which would be, will inspire confidence that this has been the correct solution. So the question is, this is one of the things I had to do. The second is, I owe something to the armed forces of this country. And I want to fulfill that capability of the armed forces of the country. This also is not a new mission. The foreign office will know very well, and the foreign secretary, Mr. Shahi, and others will know. Take it up to 1964 and 63, in Peking, in Shanghai, in Moscow, in 67, in 66, in 70, in Washington, in Paris, in Bonn, in London. But there is that mission which I have to complete, which I have been doing since 63, and these various capitals that it's time to do. Other someone else can also do it, at that time, but I'm talking about my mission. The third is, something tells me in my heart that we might be able to swing an honorable, peaceful settlement of the Kashmir. Now, here again, how long I've been dealing with this problem? Bilaterally, internationally, and otherwise. Which Indian leader I have not discussed this problem, starting with Jawaharlal Nehru. How many talks I had with Jawaharlal Nehru on this topic? How many talks? Direct conversations with Jawaharlal Nehru. Sessions with Swaram Singh. Six rounds of talks. So many bilateral negotiations on security conference, international, new development. Janata Party has said that they want good relations, they want global relations, and they want peaceful settlement of disputes. But I don't know about this one. This one is more complicated. This one might take longer. That's why I said about 2 or 3. I don't want to say, now I will say, till Kashmir issue is resolved, still it is resolved, and it might take 30 years, but that's the most complicated, I admit. it's not that. That's why I should say, two definitely worthy prayers. Worthy prayers. So, it may not be. Worthy possible? May not be. So that is far more complex. But these two, I see standing in front of me. These two are standing, I see standing in front of me in terms of this study of this time. I see both standing in front of me. Third one, don't think that I am using it as an excuse. If that can't, if these two can be solved properly, I have completed, I think, my mission. In the sense that nobody can complete a mission. And even my return could not complete a mission. But there are certain statues, certain pillars, certain landmarks which people have for their country. So these are the landmarks. These are the pillars. And I told you now, I put it on the table. Otherwise, what is it like? And if some better man can say, stand up here from this house and say, Mr. Prime Minister, I can do it better than you, I will give him my office. If Taj Mahal Jamali can do it, I will come on Taj Mahal Jamali, you become the Prime Minister of Pakistan and I will become it. Because my house can always change its people. My house can always change its people. I will by the constitutional means. It is in their hands. I am in their hands. Not in the hands of PNAs and their gundas. Not in the hands of foreign intrigues. Not in the hands of extra constitutionalists. Just in the parliament. In the under the constitution. No, but tomorrow it can happen. But I will abide by the constitution. I'll abide by the decision of the parliamentary party, or the majority of the parliamentary party. That's a different matter. But I won't be dictated to with a pistol loaded on my head, because I've served that. Because I've served that. Because I've stopped six from coming into our country. And so on. For that black man of PMS, I know their worth and their value, but I will not say more on it because I don't want to spoil the atmosphere. Foreign entities, I dealt with foreign entities with them. I'm not afraid of elephants and the great powers. Let them do their work. I will fight and stand by my country's people. They can dictate. Radio commentator, they think they can unnerve me and break down my nerves and break down my resistance. They cannot. They are incapable of doing it. They don't know what metal I'm made of. We men come from the desert. They do not know the metal of the men of the desert. Yes, there are both. Yes, there is a constitutional matter. There is a parliamentary matter. There is a legal matter. There is a moral matter. Not an immoral matter. Not an unethical matter. Not an international intervention. Who do they think that it is? They're not dealing with people who are made out of clay? This is not so simple. I know that the word destabilization has been used. Destabilization. Well, this is a classical case of trying to bring about destabilization in Pakistan. So I know these expressions, destabilization. But at the same time, I hold no rancor. I am prepared to have good relations, honorable relations. One gentleman, one member of the foreign mission, went and protested to our foreigners. That some profession, some people in profession were shouting Jimmy Carter Murdaba, and that we hold this against the government because there must have been PPP procession. And being PPP procession, they are saying death to Jimmy Carter. Now the point is, I'm not responsible for procession, what people say in the procession. My government has not given direction that they should use these expressions. And then we have not told anyone that they should use it. And why don't they hear the PNA slogan? Why didn't someone protest about the vulgarity of the PNA slogan? And Murtabad does not mean death. Murtabad literally might mean death. Murtabad means damned. It doesn't mean in the literal sense death. Now some people who have from the PPP ranked, seen the bottom man, the dollars being dished about and all, then why? They don't say it. They won't protest. What is there to protest about? What is my government then? Without protest, then two officials of the American embassy speaking to each other on the telephone, they said, the party is over, the party is over, he's gone. And the press, they spoke to each other on the telephone, and here's the test, the party, who is this party? The party is over, the party is over, he's gone. The merchandise is gone. Did I protest? No, I did not protest. On the contrary, I held a dinner for the outgoing ambassador. Where I spoke in very warm terms about our relationship. The gentleman, the party is not over. And the party will not be over. I thank you.